NFL Sunday with Christian Fourier, Rich Keefe, and Mike Mudnatsky. Broadcasting live from the best yet broadcast booth in Foxborough. NFL Sunday, presented by Kaplansky Insurance. More choices, more savings, insurance simplified. Check out Kaplansky.com today. And co-sponsored by Anderson McQuaid Architectural Moldings, your New England Kubota tractor dealers, and by Boston Volkswagen. Now here's Christian Fourier, Rich Keefe, and Mike Mudnatsky.
There you go. Feeling good? Are you all right? Feeling good?
Is this time change? I really hate the fact that it's pitch dark right now.
It's been pitch black for really the entire show.
I don't like it at all. No. I hate this time of year.
Why? You don't like the fall? Everybody likes the fall.
I hate the short days.
Short days, sure. You gotta get up earlier.
I hate it.
You gotta seize the day. You gotta rise and grind.
Well, I'm a grinder now.
Strive for greatness?
I will, yes.
You grind?
Oh, my gosh.
Is that right?
Every single day.
You a big workout before the show guy?
No, you're not.
That's okay.
No, I am.
Before the show?
I have not changed my routine one bit. I still get up at 5. I still do my thing in the morning.
You get up at 5 a.m.
Yeah,
every day?
I do. Yeah.
What are you, Mark Wahlberg?
No. Yeah.
Right. What are you doing at 5?
I don't like workouts hanging over my head.
So how are these days really that shorter for you? Like, so what time do you go to bed if you're getting up at 5?
Well, it just depends.
I mean, it depends on if there's a game or not. But if there's not a game, like tonight, whatever, everybody has to watch the game. But tomorrow.
Like 10 o'clock, 10:30, 11?
Yes, what does it matter to you? I mean, the day's still, you get a full day. You get a full day.
When it gets dark at like 3:30.
No, it sucks.
Isn't that weird? We don't live in Alaska.
No, we don't. It's like 30 days of night.
it's so weird.
We don't do that. That's fair. But we're getting ready for Patriots and Packers here tonight. Brady versus Rodgers. We've already determined the Packers aren't that good.
I picked them to win.
What?
I did.
What? You didn't get Doug's stats, apparently.
Yeah, no,
I don't know how you come up with that.
I just I sit there and I go, I guess I'm not fully.
It's more about the Patriots.
I think in order to beat this team,
I feel like
you need to be able to. I don't listen every now and then. Who the hell knows?
No,
honestly,
nobody knows for sure.
I don't. Okay, so I'm just going off.
Say whatever you want.
They got 2 losses. I need them to get to 5. So I got. They got to lose another 3 more games. Okay, I got to finish with 11-5. if it's going to happen, first of all, it's not that far fetched.
No, it's not. I mean, they can definitely lose. I just don't see it. Now, maybe even in a loss, the Packers, you know, they after having a really good performance against the Rams, the undefeated Rams, maybe they're going to get some sort of momentum out of that. I don't know. And I think at home. But again,
their season is not, like, you know, technically on the line. But based on the terrible loss that they had last week, not winning on the road, 0-3 on the road, back-to-back road games, prime time again tonight.
Bears and Vikings both won today. You know,
there's
the got to
be some desperation involved with, I guess, their just emotions today. Because think about what this win could do for them.
Huge. Oh, yeah, it'd be huge.
Psychologically, you know, in the standings, there's such a benefit to them more than it is for the Patriots. I mean, they're still going to win the division. And you know what? The Chiefs aren't going to lose anyway, so don't worry about it. You got to go to the Super Bowl is going to go through Kansas City, so just deal with it. So, I don't know. I feel like they can – at least Rodgers can match the offensive output. Like, if they have a game – I don't think that the Packers' defense is as good as the Bills. I thought the Bills' defense was actually pretty good.
The Bills' defense was. I mean, they get no favors from their offense, even today,
none whatsoever.
But their defense isn't bad. You're right.
So how do they do it then? So do they take the philosophy of, like, the Detroit Lions and the Jacksonville Jaguars – and do things that are out of character, slow it down, you know, watch the play clock, take advantage of every single possession, have a stranglehold on the pace of play, go for it on fourth down.
They got to be aggressive. Yeah, I mean, that's
part of it. You got to have a set. I don't think you can be, like, if you're Mike McCarthy, I don't think you can be so arrogant and think that, you know, I got Aaron Rodgers, he'll bring us back. You don't want to play with fire. I think you're asking for trouble because the Patriots will shift gears and just run down your throat.
I mean, the one thing that they would be in favor of the Packers, obviously, and we'll get the inactives, sometime this hour. But Sony Michel and Rob Gronkowski, if Adam Schefter is to be believed, and I think he is. He was saying that they're going to have to test it out pregame. So they both practiced this week, but they're both limited. And so who knows? Like one of those, or one or both of those guys could sit out. And you saw what happened last week. No Sony Michel means they don't know what to do. It's right. You can't do that again, can you? Did they see enough there? I know he had the one good run, but everything else was pretty bad.
Yeah, and it was a brutal too, the amount of times that he was getting hit. Like he's not a tailback.
No,
obviously it's a total different mentality as opposed to returning punts and kickoff returns as opposed to taking a snap or jet sweep or whatever. Like when I look at it, totally forgot what I was going to say.
Sorry, Michelle. I'll just say without him. That could be, even though the Packers don't have this great defense, or Gronk, or no Gronk.
See, I think Gronk's going to play. And so like, what I've heard is, and usually if you're limited, I mean, I guess there's variations to how much you do if you're quote-unquote limited. But I know he was, doing some things, off the field, like, autograph signings and stuff like that. So I don't know if you can make a correlation between him being okay. Because usually if you're not playing, you kind of stay away from those things.
Yeah.
It's like if you're hurt, then you don't talk to the media.
But we've also seen him. He had a game, and actually, you know what? Maybe it was the Jacoby Brissett game a few years ago, so maybe that one doesn't really count. But there was a game where he did play, and he was just a decoy. Like, they didn't throw to him.
I know.
Remember that?
Yeah.
You're like, okay, he's out there, but he wasn't like really a part of the game plan. It was. He might as well have been.
Yeah, he's a tackle.
And so I don't know if that'll be the case, and he was still targeted a bunch last week. So unless things got worse, and maybe they did between the game and the practices, not that they're, all that intense or anything
like that. And the other thing is, so if you're pliable, you shouldn't have a back problem, right?
Are you saying he's not pliable?
Yes, I am saying he's not pliable.
But last year, I thought he was very pliable.
I feel super, super pliable.
I'm just saying
him a liar? How dare you?
Well, I'm just saying, if you're flexible, a.k.a. pliable.
Yeah. Yeah.
You
can do the splits.
You can do the splits, and you shouldn't have a spasm, right? You should. Your back shouldn't You shouldn't be out of alignment. You should.
I mean, I don't think that can make you immune to injury, though. I've never bought into that.
I have.
Really?
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
So if you're super pliable,
yeah,
you can't get hurt.
First of all, I just no.
I mean, obviously, besides breaks and concussions, I'm not talking about that. But I'm saying so, muscle.
Listen,
injuries,
the whole philosophy, the pliability, it's been around for ages.
No, I know. I'm not saying he invented it.
No, I mean, no. I 1,000% believe that if you have that, it's just you're just less bound up. No, that's a real thing. All no, right. I do. So when it comes to his back, I'm like,
I've never seen you this passionate about anything.
Well, because I had a major back injury.
And so if
I spent 7 years of I moved to San Diego specifically to live next to this guy that was basically like an Alex Guerrero type.
What year in your career was it that you had the
My
injury?
Senior year coming out of the draft, so 95 to 2002. I finally figured it out when I came here. I had kind of controlled it. But I spent every offseason in San Diego, bought a house 2 blocks away from this guy's clinic, just like TB12.
Really?
Was there 3 days a week?
So CF88. Sorry,
3 days
a
week.
Huh? And then if you had CF88 back then, you could have got in on this before Brady did, and then you could have been selling
nuts. He's actually got a place here, and Smitty, the guy that does all our reads, he had a back injury, and I said, listen.
Went to him?
I said, okay, he couldn't fix it. He was walking all whacked out, always leaning to the left. I said, go see this guy. They have a clinic right here in Harvard. And I even told Gronk about it years ago. I was like, listen, this is kind of what you need to do if you got a back injury. Yeah, that is great.
Vicious rubdowns.
It's a different – but you have to do it on your own. They give you these little things they call menus. And
then
all
so, your back after that was fine?
Well, it was a constant – I constantly was treating it. I was stretching three times a day. But And then I was fine. Never had an issue again.
That's interesting. Now, other injuries, you can't prevent certain – things.
I always just think, and I remember the guy that his name's Pete Egoscue. Look him up. He's a whack job too. They all are. They're all whack jobs. They're all wacky. They all could be a cult master, right? They got all and everybody's
like
and everyone,
David Koresh.
All of them.
He was probably pliable. For all we know.
Seriously. Maybe that's what drove him crazy. I don't even know what your question
was. No, you were saying that all those guys were crazy. You said, look them up. You were talking about the guy.
Yes. They do their thing. They convince you that it works, and it does. But he used to tell me, he would sit there and say, I brought a friend of mine in, and I said, hey, you got to see this guy. He'll help you with your shoulder.
Yeah.
And the guy, was jumped for a ball, right, a loose ball. A lineman jumped on his back of his shoulder and basically tore everything. Right? And I remember the guy was saying, you know what, you wouldn't have done that if you were flexible. you know, and you drank
just
you know,
like the
eight,
way
and you drank a gallon of water. It's like,
no,
water too, yeah. No, if someone hits your hand with a hammer, I don't care how flexible you are, you're going to break all the bones in your hand.
Right.
It doesn't – I mean, so it's – I always thought it was like, you know, anyone who said their way is the only way.
Yeah, I'm skeptical.
And everybody else,
that,
I'm like,
yeah.
Not really.
But then that turned out and everything's on the up and up with that stuff too.
No, it's all good.
Just stretching and things like that.
It totally works. It's great. It's awesome. It's no different. That's why when I think about Gronk, I'm like, well, I mean, if he's pliable, like these things shouldn't happen to him, right?
Yeah, I guess.
I mean,
is
Alex gonna like write up a little Instagram just like he did for Edelman?
Other people
are treating him also. Oh, not gosh. Just me.
He might. We got Tommy Curran coming up at just after 7 o'clock. We'll have the inactives later on this hour. I also do want to get to Josh McDaniels, apparently still being interested in head coaching positions. Ooh. We'll get to all that and your phone calls. It's Keith and Fourier, NFL Sunday, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Back to NFL Sunday on Sports Radio, WEEI.
Back here on NFL Sunday, it's Keith and Fourier. Mutt's got the night off. Patriots-Packers tonight at Gillette Stadium, an 8:20 kick. We'll get the inactive.
8:20.
Yeah, what do you think of that? A little late for you? I know you're a 5 a.m. wake-up guy, apparently.
You know what? I hate to. I used to. You know, they've had a lot of. Five of their last 7 games have been night games?
Yeah, they got all these out of the way, though. They had the Monday night game this past week. They had, a Thursday night game. They've had all these games in a Sunday night. Now it's ones and fours the rest of the way, I believe.
Yeah. Fours are the worst, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's kind of caught fours. In between. Like, what are we doing here? Put it in prime time or don't?
Yeah, 1 o'clock is the best.
I like a 1 o'clock game myself. And then most of the players that we've spoken with, they're 1 o'clock. Like Devin McCourty, Jaron Harmon.
You're done play by at one. Four. Yeah. You're at home. You get to watch the other games. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Yes. Now, the Cleveland Browns, they fired their head coach, Hugh Jackson.
Yes.
They also fired their offensive coordinator, Todd Haley. Greg Williams, did you see the one quote from Greg Williams?
Which one was it?
The one about how he's been offered like a zillion jobs.
Oh,
and like some of them he didn't even have to interview for. He said four of them were just sign right now. And like, we want you. And like, yeah, okay. And so anyway, he's the interim coach right now.
I'm going to kill him at halftime.
So who's this championship winning coach of the Baltimore Ravens? Who was it?
John Harbaugh?
No. Older guy, tall guy. When Ray Lewis was there.
Brian Billick. Yeah.
So somebody tweeted out that quote about Greg Williams saying, hey, listen, I've been offered like 11 jobs a year.
Oh, and then, yeah.
And then he retweeted it and then commented, yeah, me too.
Yeah, so am I.
Like, coaches know that he's full of crap.
Oh, he's absolutely full of crap. It's absolutely full of crap. But so they're going to be another team at the end of the year. Like Greg Williams, Bounty Gate, like he's not going to be the head coach next year there. So Ian Rapoport was on the NFL Network earlier today talking about some potential candidates in Cleveland.
The Browns and owner Jimmy Haslam have a lot of experience trying to find new head coaches. They've done it several times in the past. Each time they've done it, they've had a search firm. I'd be surprised this year if they did that. Just knowing John Dorsey and talking to people close to him, they think he will handle the search himself and do it very secretly. But as we start to figure out who could be candidates, let me give you some names to consider. One, Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels. I know that sounds crazy considering he pulled out of the Colts job last year. I'm told he is open to potential head coaching opportunities.
So, okay, good. We'll stop right there. First of all, you got to take the source with a grain of salt because he also said Josh Gordon wasn't going to play last week, and he did. NFL outsider Ian Rapoport saying that Josh McDaniels.
Did you say Ian Rapoport, NFL outsider?
That's correct. Saying that he could be a candidate there. Now, so he ends it by saying Josh McDaniels could be open to opportunities. But would other teams be open to having him? Cleveland may be a little bit different because they're desperate year in and year out. He's also from the area. Maybe there's something different. But if you're an NFL team, I'm not going after Josh McDaniels so he can agree to the job and then bag out again.
No, you would have some sort of stipulation there where he couldn't do it. And I actually – this is one that I would do.
You go to Cleveland?
Yeah.
Well, if he likes Baker Mayfield, it makes sense,
yeah,
right?
Okay, let's assume we do. I do.
Yeah.
And I think he can be really good. And they have a lot of talent.
They do. They really do.
They have a lot of draft capital. So they can continue to build. And as long as the management stays out of it, that's a situation where I would say, okay, the right coach can turn. And I'm talking about in a year or two. Like, they turned this thing
around.
They
got a lot of guys there. They've had number one picks in a couple of years. You know, bringing in somebody like Jarvis Landry, plus some of the defensive players they brought in. It's really not a bad roster.
No, I compare them to Jacksonville from a couple of years ago. They drafted really well. They had a ton of talent. They just were just mismanaged. And once somebody came in there and finally kind of put the structure in and kind of controlled it, they won games. They go to the AFC Championship. I don't know what the hell's going on now.
Yeah.
But that's right. The same situation I see.
Is that
with,
it's a better job than the Colts job that he left, right?
Yeah, I didn't feel good about the Colts job for a bunch of different reasons if I'm Josh McDaniels. But this one, because Andrew Luck, there was like injury issues and you kinda already knew how good he could be.
Yeah, I thought that was
so
a tough
you're
spot.
Like, all right, is it worth it? Like, no. And but I think this Cleveland job, now hopefully they don't just get some chump in there that has no clue what they're doing. Don't give me a defense coordinator. You need an offensive coordinator, and you get like a Wade Phillips type, right?
Yeah, do what they did with the Rams.
Yeah, go do it.
Get Sean McVay to like a upstart coach who's really good at one side of the ball, and
That's
then
it.
Have a veteran guy who's a great coordinator, not a great head coach.
No, yeah.
But I've been in the league a long time. Good. That's a good
Romeo
combination.
Romeo Crennel, a guy like that who's got a lot of experience, is going to get instant credibility and respect from his players. Because to me, if you're gonna be that one side or the other, then that coordinator better have a lot of respect and a lot of like knowledge and be able to prove it. Because once they put the divider in the middle of the room, the defensive coordinator is saying something completely different than the head coach, who is also like the head coach, the offensive
coordinator. But then I guess this report, I wonder about is McDaniels the coach in waiting here? And then I say yes. I know they can't officially do that. I guess, it's breaking rules or whatever to say, hey, there's not even going to be a search when Belichick leaves and you're the guy. You can't do that, but I think you can make a handshake or there's conversations.
I want you to be by my side.
That's
I'm going to open my world to you.
A whole new world.
Have you shown him his world? Now he's going to take off to Cleveland? Yeah. Like, what does that mean?
I just feel like
they made him the highest paid coordinator. They just begged him, and I don't think Belichick did, but I think Kraft begged him to come back and stay, and now he does it for a year. He just signed this extension. He makes more than any other coordinator, and now he might bail after a year?
Think of you can get John
of the
Gruden,
new deal,
you can
I mean.
Get John Gruden type money.
Yeah, I don't know if he's getting that.
Well, I mean, who would you rather have, Gruden or Josh
McDaniels?
The
way things are going, McDaniels. But McDaniels
that's
would be
a terrible time. It's a terrible time to ask that question.
Yeah, like right now,
I'm kind of like, I'm going to be right.
I would not want McDaniels as a head coach. I would not want him after just, I think, first of all, it's tough for him to prove how good he is when he's only been good with Brady. It was a disaster in Denver. The year that he was a coordinator with the Rams, they were one of the worst offenses in the league. I also hate that he agreed to a job, hired some coaches, and then bailed. I think that speaks to the person. So I personally would not want him at all.
No, I know, but management, they always do stupid stuff.
They do? Oh, yeah.
I would just say, even like, listen, I love Matt Patricia. I love him as a person. Like, I like him personally. And you think about, like, his defense last year, they were like, terrible. They were like ranked 29th in the league.
Not in points though.
Well, true.
But by the end of the year, they got.
But
top
usually,
points.
Usually,
no,
like you got that guy that or that offensive coordinator, that defensive coordinator that has this unbelievable year and like pushing all the right buttons, like an Alex Cora type of year.
Yeah.
But as a coordinator,
right?
And like people, and wow, that's the next greatest
the obvious
thing.
Guy.
We got to get him right. That'll translate to our
like
team.
Adam Gase was sort of like that, right?
When just,
Miami grabbed him.
And even like the defense coordinator, Spagnuolo, whatever his name
Matt
is.
Matt Nagy. Or
all those guys, right?
Guys. Yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah.
I mean, and I would be nervous about that, but at the same time, I mean, it's the NFL. Like,
no,
like,
he'll get a job. I mean, because they're going to look to, they're going to, oh, the Patriots are always good. Who's their coordinator? And McDaniels, he's been in the league a long time. He had a head coaching job. He's still really young. Like, so he's going to get an opportunity. I'm just saying,
really,
I wouldn't want
you really think that, like, so if you are Josh McDaniels, you're the highest paid coordinator, you're making a lot of money, don't want to move your family, you're young and everything else,
mm-hmm.
and let's say your true aspiration is to be a head coach, are you really going to be that guy that just is – are you willing to wait it out?
Well, then that comes back to does he
what,
know
what
how
type
long –
of situation he's going to be
I don't know, but does he know how long Belichick – like who knows besides Bill how long he's going
to
be here?
What do you think is more likely – what situation is more likely to fail if you're Josh McDaniels, okay?
Here without
– okay, which situation would have a greater opportunity for you to fail? But Bill leaves – and Brady leaves, and now you're the head coach here. Let's say it happens next year. This is Brady's last year. Hey, you're the head coach now. Bill's leaving, and Brady just retired.
And Gronk also might leave, by the way.
Or Cleveland.
I think Without Brady here, you don't have a quarterback, so it's worse here.
Well, and then you're following Bill, and you're left with the legacy of Brady. Now everyone says, you couldn't do it because of Brady. To me,
that's how quickly it could change. I mean, you put it that way, even putting them in the same conversation as the Browns seems like a real insult. But if you lose the quarterback and they don't have a starting quarterback on the roster, it's hard to say that that job's better than anything.
I also feel like the worst thing to do is to be that guy that follows the guy.
Absolutely. Oh, that's
you want to be the guy that follows the guy who followed the guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You want to be four degrees
one
away.
One guy removed.
You want at least one guy removed. Yeah. Maybe more.
Like George Seifert won a Super Bowl with the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah.
He went to Carolina, couldn't coach anybody.
No.
They sucked.
But he also inherited Steve Young.
No, so it was easy for him. All right, yeah. So listen.
Like Barry Switzer just took the Cowboys and was like, all right, this will work.
I don't bring a gun on the plane.
But that was the same thing even down at Miami. Who was it? Was it Dennis Erickson that replaced Jimmy Johnson? Like at the University of Miami, I mean. You're like, all right, fine.
And
as long as you still have their players for a couple of years, you're great. And then when it's on you, you're like, uh-oh.
Well, it's funny because Dennis Erickson was my coach the first year when he went to Seattle after he wins a national championship.
Funny.
And I remember, like, he tried to coach us
like
he did Miami.
Yeah.
And it was like anarchy. And we had a lot of fun.
Oh, I bet.
And we had a ton of talent.
He's like, you guys aren't celebrating enough. You guys need to celebrate more.
We had so much talent on that team. When I really look back at all my teams I was playing on, like what teams were really good, we were loaded. Every year we were 8-8, 7-9, 8-8. Like, and the games that we lost was purely because we were dumb. We were just dumb.
Yeah.
We were stupid. We were a stupid team.
Was that Cortez Kennedy?
Cortez Kennedy. Yeah. I mean, we had so many studs on that defense.
Joey Galloway on your
Galloway.
Yeah, okay.
Myself.
Well, I know Fourier
Chris
was
Warren.
There. Chris Warren. He was really good for a couple years.
Too, yeah.
Was that the Warren Moon year or was it somebody else?
He came like a year later.
Oh, okay.
But
who was your quarterback that year?
Rick Meyer initially.
Oh, yeah. There it is. Fair enough. All right, we'll get back to your phone calls. We should have the inactives when we get back as well. Find out if Rob Gronkowski or Sony Michel are going to be playing in the game tonight. Patriots and Packers, we are down here at our Best Yet broadcast booth right across the street from Gillette Stadium. It's NFL Sunday, Sports Radio, WEEI.
More on NFL Sunday right now with Christian Fourier, Rich Keefe, and Mike Mutnatsky on Sports Radio, WEEI.
Needs Le'Veon Bell back with as good as Connor's playing?
You know, we hadn't spent a lot of time focused on it because it's not within our control. Those decisions are Le'Veon's. We need volunteers, not hostages. So we're focused on the guys that are here and working, and James is definitely in that mix. We'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
Yeah, it's
Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin talking about Le'Veon Bell. For you, your thoughts?
Can I say what I said off air? That he's a...
Maybe. I don't know
the lower male region.
Yeah, sure. That's well said.
He's such a dick.
Yeah.
He is.
That is...
Well, what are you trying to...
Let me ask you,
Mike Tomlin. Like, what do you mean?
What's your point?
Well, if I'm Le'Veon Bell, like,
we
what are you
want
trying
volunteers.
To say?
Like, he should...
So I shouldn't try and get the most money?
Yeah,
we need volunteers, not hostages.
But especially in football, like, I mean...
What are you doing?
Like,
football
these guys
is
get cut
so...
at the drop of a hat. They don't make
it. I know.
They're gone. They're out of there. He's trying to make as much money as he possibly can, especially at that position. I mean, he's already outlived the average running back's career. I always side with the players in the NFL, and you would think that the coaches would too.
At least, you know at least
what I mean?
But don't mock me and shame me.
Right.
So you're gonna okay.
They won.
You're
today.
Lucky as hell.
By the way, they beat the Ravens today. So the Steelers, Ravens in the division, kind of shaping up to be
Cincinnati. Cincinnati's only got like two losses.
In the mix.
Something like that. Maybe three. Hell,
yeah. No, that's true too. But
they're Cincinnati.
We have the inactives here. You ready for the inactives?
Inactives.
Inactives.
Out.
Inactives are out. Here you go. Let's just cut right to the chase here. I'm not going to joke around with all the other ones.
Lineup's out. Lineup is out.
Yeah, no, this is a big one, though. You're going to want to sitting down. I mean, this is essentially breaking news. You don't need the sounder. Rob Gronkowski and Sony Michel out for the game tonight. Along with Shaq Mason, which we already knew, Nicholas Grigsby, Brian Schwanke, Cole Crossen, and Jacob Hollister.
We're doomed!
Wait, Hollister's out also?
Yeah, Hollister's out also.
You know what that means,
Dwayne
baby?
Allen show.
Woo!
Dwayne Allen show. Too much. Way too much. No.
I'm excited.
No.
Let's do this. Let's get this done, Dwayne.
He's not going to be targeted.
One, two, three, four. Let's go, Dwayne. Let's get that ball.
So that's that's Fourier's takeaway, that it's a Dwayne Allen performance. My takeaway is no Gronk, no Sony Michel. That is, I mean, your prediction on the Packers winning.
I feel good about it.
And you should feel a little bit better about it, because you take out the one true running back as far as a guy who can get the ball 20 times if you want to do it that way. I think the Packers' defense is a little bit easier to run on than it is to throw on, so maybe you would want to do that. I hope it's not Cordell Patterson again for 10 carries.
So so no Shaq Mason, probably maybe your best lineman?
Yeah, he's in the mix. Trent Brown's had a good year, I think, but Shaq Mason probably your best lineman.
So Ted Karras, I think, is going to end up replacing him.
Probably.
Wait, you say, who's that? Cannon's out, right?
No, Cannon's playing.
Oh, so Cannon's back in. Okay. No Gronk, no Hollister. So it is a. I'm trying to think. So how are you lining this up? So there's a big Dwayne Allen, James Devlin. Unless you're going to go heavy on the wide receivers.
Couldn't you go three or four wide?
Sure,
a lot?
Sure.
I mean, Dwayne Allen will probably be in there to block, and then you can have Edelman and Gordon and
Hogan. Line up with Dwayne Allen, James Devlin,
you're running. You're running the ball, but who are you handing it to? Like, so you can go heavy with those guys, but James White's not going to get more than 10 carries. I hope it's not Patterson again. I don't want to see that.
So, Kenyon Barner.
Okay, so he can do 8. So now you got 18 carries.
See, to me, as a defense, when you have, like, one of the attributes of the Patriots offense is to stress out the defense with just a sheer volume of, like, personnel groupings, situational groupings. So think about it. You have personnel groupings. Then you have situational groupings, right? And so there's just so much volume based on how do I identify what's going to happen, right? Third and two, second and five, whatever. Every down and distance and circumstance tells a story based on your tendencies. Now, Gronk's not out there.
Right.
Sony Michel was an easy identifier of what he was going to do because he wasn't going to catch the ball. So he's either going to run it or we're thinking play, action, pass. But they're not flexing him out there. So now – with all these guys out, I mean, you're either going to sit there and really just sling it or you're going to slow it down. But every time I say slow it down with Devlin, I'm like, so that's James White or Kenyon Barner as your back.
Yeah, it just looks different. I mean, James White, you know, you could throw to him 10 times. He gets more targets than he gets carries just, I think, every single week.
So it's a big – I think you should be happy today.
Why, James White?
I think it's going to be a big Josh Gordon day.
You hope that it is. It's going to happen.
Yeah. Josh Gordon now slides into you. Josh Gordon is now your number two wide receiver.
Well, he is, but he could still be third as far as targets behind Edelman and White. Like, don't you think? You still have those.
Well,
two guys.
I think if we're gonna line them up as far as just skill position receivers, including the backs, tight ends. So it's Edelman 1, James White 2,
Gordon 3,
yeah.
And then you still got Hogan, you still got Dorsett, you still got your guy Dwayne Allen. But I mean, it is limited. And then this also speaks to why Gronk might have sounded like he was in a mood this week, like why he was upset.
You said it. What'd you call him? Glum?
Did I say glum? Maybe I said glum. He seemed glum. He seemed down.
He seemed like
down.
Sad trombone. Can we get a sad trombone sound,
oh,
please?
Oh, Ryan can definitely come up
with
a sad
trombone. He's just a master of the sad trombone.
That's what he is every time
Captain
he comes out
Furious
there.
Captain Furious over there. He can get anything.
But because I thought it had to do with the incentives, and I do think that they are related. I mean, if you can't play, you have no chance of getting those numbers. So I'm sure maybe priority number one is just being out on the field with his teammates. Like I would believe that.
I think it's something more from like Charlie Brown.
But I mean, so he can't go. I mean, that's huge, and that's now a couple of games that he has missed. This here we go. Here comes
guy.
Glenn saving the day. Glenn's bringing food in.
Hot
this
dogs.
Is great. By the way, a great reminder. The Dr. Dogs for everybody. Just a friendly reminder. As soon as the game is over, the real post game show. It's Glenn, right. Fred, and Steve will be on.
I watched the game.
That's right. So they're going to be on right here breaking it down.
That they would not smoke in here. He hooked us up.
Yes, he did. Hot dogs, steak tips. We're living the high life.
For the record, I'm just going to say this out loud since he's in front of us.
He saved the day.
No, but Keith had no belief in you. I said,
what do you mean?
You would bring food.
You never brought it up. You asked Doug to bring food or to go get food, and Doug said absolutely.
Oh, yeah, that's what happened.
He was too busy pulling stats. You should have seen some of these stats that he brought for us.
Wow, he just hooked us up. We were dragging.
Glenn, what do you think? No Gronk, no Sony Michel. Can we get that mic on for Glenn? Both of those guys are officially out. What do you think?
You good?
Are you on now?
No.
We got bonus Glenn here, pregame show. Initial reaction to no Gronk, no Sony Michel.
Can I call him a bitch? A piece of cake, Keith. You know that.
Yeah,
know,
is that right?
You lose, guys. It's okay. Other guys. Next man up.
Next man up. Next I like up. That's a good one.
Who's the next man up? Oh, Allen.
Wayne Allen, baby.
Oh. Yeah,
I'm going over and under, five catches.
I tell you what, over under for targets, one, and I'll go under.
Under. I'm with you there.
Goal
under.
Line.
No.
Goal line.
No,
he,
not
you
goal
know,
line.
He's going to have a
no.
touchdown, too.
He sure can block, though. He sure can block.
He reminds me of like a young Kyle Brady, the way he's out there throwing those blocks around.
Yeah, sure he does. Yeah.
Hey, good luck with this one tonight, huh?
Well,
you making
well, I guess I had him losing anyway, so.
Well, I think it's going to be a lot more interesting because I don't think the Packers are that good. But if you take out two of the best offensive players and,
they're
oh, by the way,
now.
Shaq Mason, I think it's a lot closer.
All I heard all week, though, it's all about Rodgers and Brady. So what are we worried about the other guys on the
field?
Doesn't
matter, right?
It's
just those guys.
It's relevant.
No, that's a good point.
It's like a video game.
And then they just put like a little ring in the middle and just let those two fight it out, like MMA style.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be good.
It'll be quicker.
You see the interview that you did with Roddy Harrison? Have you guys played any of
it? No, we haven't.
Oh, it's good.
Oh, so we should probably get on that.
We'll get to that.
You're only 3 hours into the show.
Okay.
We're saving it.
You know, Ryan's just blowing his head off right now because, great, you're
like,
basically
no, I have to get that.
Right,
some good stuff,
Dave.
You missed the good stuff.
Thank you very much, guys. Thanks for the food. Thanks for the dinner. We really, really, really appreciate that. So there you go. But again,
suck
that's the breaking news this hour. No Gronk, no Sony Michel tonight. It was Patriots -5.5, I think.
Did it change?
It might have changed. If you can get on that one before kickoff,
that does make it really interesting, just based on just weapons alone.
Yeah, no, it does, and so Josh Gordon, I think overall has been pretty good. He had the touchdown, you know, was his first game or second game. He had a 100-yard game a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, there's a couple of passes that he probably should have been able to bring in. Last week there was a deep one, maybe 40 yards that he probably should have caught.
Good. Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to get a true indication. Now, listen, you can't rely on Gronk, double coverage. You're not double covering anybody. You're just making sure
maybe
that.
Maybe Edelman?
Oh, you bracket him. Maybe,
right.
You know, old school, but even then, you know, who knows? But Gordon issue, because all the things that I've been seeing, everyone talk about how smart he is and this and that, how tough this offense is.
Yeah.
Now you just can't run a dig route, man. You just can't run. You can't run a slant. You're gonna have to do something else. Like, we're gonna have to rely on you a different way. Your angle of your post route, your go route, the way you adjust a comeback. Those are the things that I'm like, all right, now, like, I just can't just be like, okay, we'll get it in practice tomorrow because we have a 14-point lead.
Mm-hmm.
No, you got to make that play now, man.
So that's the big story of the night. We have another hour to talk about it with you. Gronk is out. Sony Michel is out. Patriots and Packers. It's a 8:20 kickoff. We come back. We'll be joined by Tom E. Kern from NBC Sports Boston. Also, plenty of time for your phone calls at 617-779-7937. It's Keith and Fourier, NFL Sunday Sports Radio, WEEI.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.